Finally, the Rangers have come back from their hiatus. And we have a game tonight, back to playoffs. We need it. It sucks the Knicks aren't joining them, but the Eastern Conference Finals do await for the New York Rangers. And, you know, first off, let's get to it because it's become a major talking point. And, yeah, it's pissing me off. The Rangers are being completely disrespected in this series and in this Stanley Cup playoffs because they are, of the four teams, now, mind you, they won the President's Trophy. They had the most points in the league. They pretty much won their division wire to wire. They held off a damn good opponent in the Carolina Panthers. Oh, and by the way, they just beat the Carolina Panthers. And in my mind, they have the best goaltender in the NHL and remaining in this playoff. And yet still, the New York Rangers are underdog to the Florida Panthers in this series, as they were underdog to start the series against Carolina. And if you look at it, in every single sports book, I pulled up, I knew the FanDuel one because that's what I use, but I just pulled up every single book. The New York Rangers are the biggest odds to win the Stanley Cup in every single book. They are deemed the most unlikely team to win the Stanley Cup by everybody. Bet365 has them at plus 350. FanDuel plus 380. MGM plus 350. Plus ESPN, I guess that is. Whatever that is. Plus 350. What is that? Hard Rock plus 375. Bet River plus 375. The favorites are either the Stars at plus 230. I see the Panthers favored. The Panthers favored. And the Stars favored. And do you know why the Panthers are probably favored? Because they're playing the easiest of the bunch in the New York Rangers. Absolute garbage. This team has done everything you could have asked it to do. When it played a weaker opponent, it swept them. When it played the tougher opponent that they were supposed to lose to in the eyes of the bookmaker, they got out to a 3-0 lead and then pulled off a historic comeback to win game six in their building, a building where Carolina plays really well in, and the Yankees, the Rangers, took 2 of 3 against them. 2 of 3 in Carolina. And yet they are being completely disrespected. They have the best goaltender. They have the firepower. They have Panarin, who's one of the best playmakers and one of the best players in the league. And the idea he's not a finalist for the Hart Trophy is ridiculous. If you know, Fox is dealing with it a little bit, but we're talking about one of the better, you know, offensive defenders in the entire league. Zibanejad is a proven scorer in this league, and Chris Kreider just pulled off a heroic Messier-like performance in Game 6 on the road, down 2 goals in the third period, staring a Game 7 in the face. And I know they've let up some scoring chances. I understand Igor's had to make a lot of saves, but damn it, that's what Igor does. And you're going to tell me they're underdog with home ice advantage against the Panthers? You're going to tell me that of all the teams left, they're the least likeliest to win a Stanley Cup? The hell out of here. I'm not going to hear it. I'm not going to pay attention to it. I'm not going to abide it. This Ranger team should not be underdog in this series. I don't know if they'll win it. Not going to guarantee victories. They shouldn't be underdog with home ice advantage, with Igor, with all their firepower, with the regular season they had. They should not be. After beating Carolina, who had the second most points in the East, already beating a team they were supposed to lose to. Sorry, I ain't buying it. I know how good the Panthers are. I understand. I understand the goaltending will be better than it was against Carolina. I know that they've, you know, got, you know, guys who are legitimately, you know, good and tough, and it's going to be an all-out war out there. I get it. I don't expect them to take a 3-0 lead. I expect some more adversity. But man, oh man, the least likeliest? I don't have much. But I'm gonna put my money where my mouth is, because I believe in this team. I do. I believe in this team. I believe in Igor. I believe in Panarin. I believe in Zibanejad. I believe in Trocheck, and I believe in Chris Kreider. I believe in this coach who I was just watching, and I have to admit, I fell in love with this coach a long time ago, because hockey had waned a little bit for me. I it's never been my absolute favorite. I've always, you know, I'm open. I'm a Yankee fan, then a Giant fan. And the Rangers have taken the third spot for me for years. The Knicks are, you know, creeping back into my heart with the way they played this year. I hope you heard me. I love this Knicks team. I love them. Please don't send me any more stuff. Please don't attack me on social media. I love this Knicks team. I love them. They're great. I love them. Thank you so much for a great season you gave us, Knicks fans. Thank you so much, Knicks. Hart, Brunson, thank you so much. You guys are the best. I love you. Nothing bad. I'm so glad you lost that series. Thank you. Thank you. But I fell in love with this Ranger team, and my fandom really became on another level in 2012, watching the HBO show Road to the Outdoor Game. And it was the Flyers and it was the Rangers. And the head coach of the Rangers, who I love to this day and will always love, despite his craziness, Torts. I love John Tortorella. I love his press conferences. I love John Torts. And you know what? I really respected the hell out of Peter LaViolette coaching those Flyers. And I was just watching his famous speech to them after, you know, a game where they weren't playing well after the second period, and he just lays into them. It's awesome. And this coach has done a remarkable job. This team has done a remarkable job. And they are better than the fourth best option of the four final teams remaining. Absolute garbage. Now, we move to this series. And you know what? I mean, to me, it's pretty straightforward. Igor needs to be great. I expect him to. And the power play and the penalty kill need to be where they were in the last series, especially the penalty kill. Florida is one of the more penalized teams in the league. They're going to have opportunities on the power play. They've got to make them count. Because at some point, you have to just give in to the numbers. Most of these teams they're going to play, and certainly Carolina was, and I think the Panthers will be, a better 5-on-5 team. You have to limit the amount of chances. Igor's got to be great. You got to find a way to get some more scoring, which leads into what I'm going to play next. But ultimately, if you get on the power play, you have to score. And you have to kill off all their penalties, and they've done a remarkable job. The penalty kill has been on another world, and the power play has been deadly. And that's what's going to continue to have to happen. And that's why I want more scoring. And hopefully, if Hedl is healthy, and it sounds like he's a go for this series, I think he is the guy you have to play. I think he has to be in the lineup. I'm concerned for him. I don't know what happened after the one game he played. If he didn't feel well, I'm assuming it wasn't stomach issues or a flu bug going around the locker room. I'm assuming he had more complications from his head injury, and that scares me. And I hope they're doing what's best for the young man. But if he's cleared to play by the doctors, I think he has to play, because they need legitimate hockey players out there. But there is a former Ranger who disagrees with that sentiment. There is a former Ranger who has a different opinion on how the Rangers should start this series. And so I found it interesting. I saw it on his Instagram, or someone promoting it on his Instagram. I went back and listened to it. Unfortunately, it was right before the show, and I didn't have time to bleep out the curses, so I just straight up edited them. But trust me, he threw a couple F-bombs in there. He's very excited. The great former Ranger, Sean Avery, has an opinion. That's right, Sean Avery has an opinion on what the Rangers should do to start this series and how they should go about handling their business. Let's hear from Sean Avery on how he thinks the Rangers should start this Eastern Conference Finals against the Florida Panthers.
Eastern Conference Finals, New York Rangers versus Florida Panthers. Rempe. I need Matt Rempe in the lineup. I don't think it's the worst idea to send Rempe out to lay a beating on Sam Bennett in game one. We'll kill off the five-minute major. We will send a message that the New York Rangers are here for war. Because I can promise you the Florida Panthers, they're not coming to New York to take in a Broadway show. Tkachuk, Bennett, Montour, Barkov, Bobrovsky. These guys are warriors. They want blood. They are not here to play a gentlemanly game. The New York Rangers are in a major battle. This is the toughest test that they have had. This team, we're going to see what this team is made of. But Rempe needs to be in the lineup. He needs to hold those guys accountable. And the guy has the secret sauce. The building's quiet. You put Rempe out there.
Listen to the Garden Joe.
They love him.
Chanting Rempe.
They love him.
He's going to score another big goal this series. Matteau.
Rempe.
I tell you what I feel. I know the truth. It's inside of me. Let's go Rangers. Pot Van sucks. Fatso forgot to shake my hand. Eastern Conference Finals. New York Rangers versus Florida Panthers. Let's go.
That's right. I completely disagree. And I don't know why. I completely disagree. Have you watched him? I am terrified he's going to take a bad penalty. And I understand, and I don't want to get into... I appreciate Sean Avery. I do. I appreciate Sean Avery. I loved him as a player. He still hung up on Brodeur not shaking his hand. I love it. And I understand what he's saying. And I know I played it because I've heard it from a lot of you Ranger fans. And I know that a lot of you feel that way. And I'm sorry. And I don't need to get into all of the narrative of what hockey is. And, you know, fighting is part of the game. I'm not trying to knock fighting. I get it. But the idea that you believe that the New York Rangers, instead of putting the best players out there, the best overall players, like a Hedl who can turn that third or fourth line into something where they're a danger to the Panthers, where they can score, where his speed, everything he brings, the dynamic he brings and actually is a hockey player and provides more, you know, danger up and down the lineup and more athleticism and more ability up and down the lineup of this Ranger team, that you would rather just have some goon out there who should run out to start the series and start the game and just punch people in the face. Because we need to show that it's a war. I'm sorry. I know that's like a lot of the overarching theme from a lot of Ranger and hockey fans. I think it's absolutely nonsense. I want to go out there and win on the scoreboard. And of course you got to be tough. Of course you got to go out there and play hard. And of course it's going to be a, you know, quote unquote war in the terms of sports. Of course. We know this. And they got to be ready for it. But I'm not playing some lesser player who the coach doesn't trust to play in big moments, who plays 4 or 5 minutes a night, because I might need to go out there and set some sort of message. You know where I send the message? On the damn scoreboard. I mean, I don't understand this idea that you have to go out there and like have someone who can rain down punches from 7 feet in the air. Like, yeah, there are other physical sports. Football's physical. And yeah, you want to go out there and set the tone with your physicality. Sure, you don't need the one crazy man to go out there and start swinging his helmet around. And I'm not taking, you know, the idea that he could get we'll kill the 5 minutes. Okay, you sure? I think you need to go out there and play the best hockey players you can. That's it. And Rempe ain't it. And I know he gets the crowd going and everything else. I understand what Sean's saying. But I'm looking for the best hockey players I can find. And Filip Hedl is far better and makes this team better. I want to score goals. I want to be dynamic. I don't want to go out there and be, you know, Like, yeah, I got to be physical. And listen, if there's a point in the series where I feel they're making runs at Panarin or they're making runs at Zibanejad and they think they're, you know, and they're playing, you know, dangerous hockey and they're risking hurting my players and I have to go to Rempe because I feel like we've gotten to that point, fine. But I think the narrative of you need to go out there and punch them in the mouth and I'll don't worry about the 5 minutes. I'm very worried about the 5 minutes. I don't want to be down, I don't want to be behind 1-0, 2-0. I want to take it to them and score some goals. I want to win on the scoreboard. I didn't play hockey as a youth. I'll be completely honest. It's the one sport I didn't play. Wasn't very good on rollerblades. Wasn't very good on ice skates. But I'll never understand this idea. Sure, if Sidney Crosby is going to get pounded, you got to have someone on the Penguins to go out there and make sure you got someone to defend him on some level. I'm not putting Rempe in the series where he takes bad penalties, doesn't get trusted on the ice because I might have to go out there and show that it's war. No. Filipino needs to be in the lineup. I did find the audio entertaining, though. And it's nice to just see Sean, the maniac that he was and is. 877-337-6666. But the New York Rangers will start tonight. Game number one of the Eastern Conference Finals. Playoffs are back. And they need to show up. This is a huge game for the New York Rangers. Huge game. You do not want to fall behind in the series. You do not want to lose home ice. They've been so good in this building other than one lousy game five. And I expect them to be good. I expect them to show up. Hopefully the layoffs help Fox a little bit. Hopefully they go out there and they're fast and they're explosive and Igor's at the top of his game. Because if those things happen, if the power play's dynamic, if the penalty kill's been what it's been all postseason, and you skate the way they can skate, and Panarin plays his game, and Zibanejad plays his game, and Kreider's there in front of the net. If they do what they do, they're going to win this series. Oh, yes. They're going to win this series. And the idea that they're the least likeliest team to win the whole damn thing is disrespectful. And the Rangers need to take it as such.